In 2020, the murder of Hannah Clark devastated her family, a community, and Australia as a country. Then during the pandemic, Australians experiencing domestic abuse had serious challenges with lockdowns across the country, becoming more vulnerable. These events motivated Karen Lindsay to found Financial Superwomen, and the organization is providing free financial workshops for women to escape domestic violence. The Wire's Netafini asked Karen Lindsay the aim of her organization.
So Financial Superwoman is a group of amazing ladies who volunteer their time to help domestic violence survivors navigate and understand more about their money and finances and help them move forward on their journey for creating confidence to make the right decisions moving forward for themselves and their family.
And why did you start Financial Superwoman, Karen?
I started it back in middle of 2020, not long after the Hannah Clark incident happened in Brisbane. And it was a personal development course I was doing where I had to create a community project. I'm an accountant and I've got plenty of friends in, I guess, in my network that are professionals in the space of around money and finance. So I banded some of those ladies together, and that's how Financial Superwoman started. I just saw that there was a need, and if someone like Hannah had perhaps had some support and guidance around the money side of life, then maybe her outcome may have been different.
And why do domestic violence survivors in particular, why do they need this sort of knowledge?
I guess it really comes back to a lot of the time there's financial control by the perpetrator, and therefore that's where the ladies tend to lose their confidence, and then the perpetrator will have that hold over possibly the ladies. So I'm sure you're aware of the stats that most of the time the woman will return to that perpetrator up to 7 times after so-called moving away or escaping that situation. And in 9 times out of 10, that is to do with money, because they can't survive in life without the income or the financial support that they have complete control over.
Who runs these workshops, Karen? You said you have quite a wide network. Can you tell me what sort of people facilitate the workshops?
We have different topics that we cover. So we cover banking and understanding how to deal with bank accounts, especially if they were joint or still joint, how to perhaps get a credit card if that's something that they haven't yet ever been exposed to. Then we talk about mindset around money and controlling your money and being in love with your money and budgeting side of things. We also cover financial hardship and how to navigate yourself through financial hardship and get out through the other side with the support of a financial counsellor. Then we also have a property manager who talks around successfully renting a home and your rights around your relationship with your landlord and where you can be supported. And then the next one is buying your own home. So understanding how to put right measures in place that within maybe 2 to 3 years, you could actually be your own homeowner. And then the last one that we cover off is tax and business. So you may have some debt with the ATO that you're not sure how to handle, or you might be interested in moving into generating your own income through a business, and then just making sure that you've got everything lined up correctly so that you can be successful in business. So they're the 6 topics that we cover in the workshop that happens for free on a Saturday throughout the day at various locations around Brisbane and the Gold Coast. And today we're actually heading down to Melbourne to do one in Victoria for the first time.
And a little birdie told me that some of your colleagues who help facilitate the workshops have also had personal experience of domestic violence. Why is this important for them when they're facilitating the workshops?
Yes, not everybody, but there is a handful of us who have had domestic violence experience. And so I think it really just helps the participants understand that there is a way forward. They can have success in their life because the woman in front of them helping them have been in their shoes. So there is obviously a strong level of empathy for the participants in the workshop, but not all of us, and I'm happy to say that I'm not someone who is a survivor of domestic violence, so not all of us have had that background. But we also, I didn't mention earlier, we are also associated with Broken to Brilliant, a charity in Brisbane that supports women after they have also been through the domestic violence situation. And so Broken to Brilliant are a really strong organisation, and they are a registered charity in that space of domestic violence.
If someone wanted to attend one of the workshops, where should they go?
We have a website at financialsuperwoman.net.au, That's where anyone who wants to participate comes along and registers. They just pop in their name, their email address, and we then give them a call, talk to them about the workshop, so they've got the right level of expectation coming into the workshop. And then at that stage, we disclose the location. So the next one in the Queensland area is on the Gold Coast on the 25th of March. And then the next one in Brisbane itself is the 17th of June. But those dates are on our website. So anybody who's interested can jump onto that website, financialsuperwoman.net.au, and register from there.
And is anything else you'd like to add?
If there are anyone who's listening who would like to be part of it and be part of the Financial Superwoman team, we're always looking for amazing females to volunteer their time to be able to support these ladies, because there is such a need. The government is doing some great work, but there's just so many ladies out there who are in the situation and they just need the support. So if there's anybody listening who would like to get in touch with me, again, through the website is fine, to volunteer their time and their knowledge would be amazing as well.
Founder of Financial Superwomen, Karen Lindsay Day, ending the story from The Wire's Netta Finney.